This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, HBO Now launched on iTunes and Apple TV just ahead of season kickoffs for Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley. The service will cost $14.99 a month, though the first one's free, and it doesn't require your best friend's mom to pay for cable. This seems like a good opportunity to play you my recent conversation with Matt Walsh. He's a guy who many people would identify as that red-haired dude with a mustache who plays Mike McClintock on the HBO show Veep. Walsh is also a writer, comedian, and the co-founder of improv powerhouse The Upright Citizens Brigade. I sat down with him outside of the Four Seasons Hotel in Austin, Texas. How has the internet made your job as a comedian easier or harder?
Things like Google and texting have really challenged plot devices. Like, if you can imagine a film noir movie where people could just text each other, you would never tail someone, you would never meet them in an alley.
I had to get to a phone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't run out after the press conference and get into a phone.
Right.
In terms of being, like, an actor, I guess it makes you, you kind of have to be, like, engaged, I think, with your audience. So whether it's, I do Twitter because it's mostly one way. You don't feel the burden of like, oh, I have to get back.
What about Twitter as a form of comedy? I mean, does it have any similarities with improv?
It does, in that like some days I'll just try to tweet something, for example, and I'll just start writing and not thinking about it. So you're sort of improvising your thought.
Yeah.
Because some people who are great at Twitter, they have like 10 jokes
right.
banked in their drafts. I never do that. Like I see, oh, that's a cool picture and I'll get rid of it. And I'm like, did my homework today. Like, I'm done with my Twitter homework.
You have three young kids.
We have three young kids.
What's funny to you about how they interact with technology?
Well, my son, who's 7 and a half, Jude, he likes to text me on the iPad now.
Yeah.
And because of that predictive texting, like if you start the word he, it'll sometimes say Hershey or helium, and then you can just guess. So it's like, hi, Dad, how are you, elephant, balloon, Times Square, is the house ready, boyfriend, gorilla, do you know what I mean? But it's like two or three paragraphs. And then I read it and it's like sort of ridiculous.
I heard someone describe Veep as the most, as like way more realistic than House of Cards when it comes to like politics in Washington.
Yeah.
Which seemed like a great compliment and also moderately concerning.
Yeah. People laugh and say, boy, your show is exactly like DC. I'm like, that shouldn't be funny. Like, that's a really important business you guys should be doing. And yet the reality is like flawed people get this bill. They're eating barbecue chicken or they're like from downstate Illinois and they're sitting on a Senate oversight committee that wants to talk about the, you know, navigation on a drone and should we fund it for $2 more billion or not.
Right.
And
they're like, so, oh, there's barbecue on that page.
Yeah.
Just tear that off. That's not important.
Right. So they're just normal, flawed human beings. I mean, basically, we should have a dictator, and we'd be all better off.
You heard it here first. Matt Walsh, co-founder, UCB, actor, comedian, writer. Matt, thank you so much.
That was fun. Thank you.